stuck in a no-win situation. If he doesn't say anything, he runs the risk of being ripped off for a ton of money.
Yes.
If he does say something and his suspicions are wrong, he looks like a massive prick to one of his oldest friends.
Yes.
Or people just trying to do their job.
Mm-hmm.
They say sometimes the best thing to do is to let sleeping dogs lie. But this man is ready to wake up some dogs. And no matter what the reality is, it's going to make his life a hell of a lot harder.
Yes.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So an old friend of yours had a monumentous life event.
Yeah, so Beth Donahue, the woman that got me this job.
Thanks a lot, Beth. Thank you. Everyone in Rochester thanks you.
So I found out, because she was in town for a few days, that she was buying a new house, their first home ever. Her and her husband moving into a new house, their first house. So I owe her everything. So I figured, hey, this would be a great way to step up and get a really nice housewarming gift.
Okay.
Kind of to say more thank you for the gig than actually the housewarming.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I was kind of using that as a vehicle.
Sure, so you had never like gotten her like a thank you gift in the past?
I have, but not like this.
No, okay, he was going to get to it, you know, 30 years later.
I did get her something, but I had no money back then.
Yeah, okay. Not like today. So not like today where you're rolling in it.
Did you see this shirt?
Yes, I do.
So I went and got her a gift card and a housewarming card saying, hey, you know, congratulations on your new house.
How much?
It's the most money I have ever gotten for a gift card that I've ever given anybody.
$80. Damn. What?
$80.
Well, how much?
You broke ass.
How much?
I got her a gift card. For $500.
Whoa! By the way, classy guy wouldn't have said it.
Yes, me!
No, you would have been like, it's enough. You could have said it. Oh, I bet $500.
Bro, I've never spent that kind of money on a card.
Okay.
So.
I'm sorry, Kimmy. You were going to say
no,
something?
No, I mean, it kind of adds to the whole story of it all, right? I mean, like, he may not care about the situation if it was less than that.
Okay, so $500. Yeah. All right, right. So what do you do?
So, get the card. Obviously, the card's a little heavy, so I take it down to the post office, so I got to pay extra postage for it.
There you go. $500 weighs a little more than $80. I don't know if you know that. But you were saying?
So I go to the post office, and off it goes, right? And I kind of forgot about it for a couple of days, and I realized, man, I haven't heard from Beth yet, because I figured, you know, she'd thank me.
Reach out.
Yeah. So just a text or something. Yeah. So
even if it's to be upset with you for getting her the gift card.
Right. So yeah. I sent it out on a Tuesday, and I told you Monday, the following Monday, I said, I think I got ripped off here, man.
Okay, so
it got lost along the way.
Yeah, because I said I haven't heard from Beth, and it's been over a week. She lives in Nashville. Can't take that long for a car to get to Nashville. So I have not heard from Beth.
Okay.
It is now Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
I still haven't seen anything, and they've been interacting on Instagram about their house and things that are going on. I ain't heard nothing.
Oh.
So I'm figuring either it got to her, she never called to thank me or said, give me a thank you, or I got ripped off through the mail. I mean, it's the only two explanations.
Okay. All right. Well, there's
it's $500,
I mean, it's a lot of money. I get it.
I don't have $500.
No, I understand. It's a lot of money. All right.
I've never had a raise.
And you never deserved it, so it's not like you can be upset.
Right.
There's an easy way to fix this.
No, there isn't.
No, there is. All you have to do is take the receipt that they gave you at the post office, and on there is a tracking number, and it will tell you
It's not like that. It's not like I sent it like airmail.
No,
crap.
Anything you send, if you paid for it with your card, they gave you a receipt. Did you keep the receipt?
Yeah, but there's no tracking number on postage like
almost
that.
Almost positive.
It's standard postage.
You have the receipt.
There's no tracking okay. number in standard postage. So all I did was, it only cost me a few more cents to send it.
Oh, but did they ask you if you wanted to insure it when you handed it to
them? No, because it's just
they did.
No, they didn't.
It's standard. When you go up there and you put it on there, they ask you, how would you like to send it?
It's not a package.
Okay, fine.
I didn't do it. They didn't ask me anything.
Oh, I love how you are the first time in the history of the U.S. Postal Service. Would you like to...
But by the way...
Hey, I'm moving quick. I got lunch coming up.
All they're going to say is, what? We don't know where it is.
Well, they would tell you if it got there.
Yeah, so that's what you can do. So you can go down to the post office. Excuse me, I'd like to speak to the postmaster. I spent the extra money after you raised the price of stamps, which I was not happy about in the first place.
75 cents.
All you have to do is go down to the post office and
but
talk to
somebody. But
that's
not going to give me my answer.
No, Kimmy's right.
Because if it got ripped off, let's say somebody in the postal service stole it.
Oh, wait, you're already assuming.
Oh, that's
you're
where your mind went.
Alleging a postal worker stole it.
Well, bro, how many stories have we had where we've
we
seen
have
these
had
people?
Quite a few.
Yeah, so
we've
I'm
had
thinking,
three.
That's a lot.
Three in a year.
In like 5 years.
And it turns out some of
the
those people
the first one happened during COVID.
And by the way, that's what we know about.
Man.
So all they're going to tell me is it's lost or it didn't get there. We don't know.
All right. Well,
they're not going to say, oh, yeah, Chuck took it.
Okay. Well, then there's another easy solution to this. Just call up Beth to see if it got
but then I don't want to do that because then I'm going to look like a big a-hole.
Yeah, because what if she did get it and didn't feel the need to reach out?
What are you talking about?
Hey, I'm waiting for my thank you over here.
What are you talking about, Captain Class? Hey, just going to see if you got the $500
but
I sent you.
But if somebody sent me $500, man, the first thing I would do is thank them.
Okay.
Unless she just hasn't opened it yet or, you know.
How do you have a card?
It could end up in a pile of mail. You said she's moving, right?
Excuse me. Where's my thank you? I gave you so much money and you didn't say anything. Hello, Beth. I would like my thank you, please.
And look, man.
Oh, is that Mike Mulay that just walked in the room? I'm sorry. Where'd he go?
And I know they're like broke right now. So I know it just really means a lot to them.
Wait, did you just, you're speaking for her? This thing, apparently it doesn't really mean a lot to her because if she got it, she ain't call your ass.
They don't even have HBO, bro. I mean, it's tough down there right now. You know what Southern Poor is like, bro.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah. I've seen it. All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What is the right move for Tommy to remedy the situation? You cannot call her.
But then I'll never know.
No, well, look.
Again, if I go to the post office, would they go, well, we don't know where it is. It's lost.
Look, you can't call her yet.
Then I'm out $500.
Okay, but even if you go down to the post office and they say that, you're out $500.
Right.
So if you call her, you're still out $500, and you just look like a classless bitch.
Yeah, but.
But what?
I got to know. What do I do?
Okay, look, Kimmy's right. She just moved into a new home. She has a full-time job.
Yes, she does.
It is possible.
And they work hard.
It's possible she opened the card, was touched, and hasn't had time to reach out to thank you.
You can't text me.
It's also possible that she's doing something nicer than a simple text, like an actual like thank you card or something.
Oh, like a thank you card back?
Yes. Mm-hmm. If you text her or call her and go, if you got it, you will look like the biggest a-hole that ever a-holed. Because if she did get it and she didn't call you, not only is she going to feel bad, she's going to think you're a dick. So now you're doing a double. Look at that. It's an L for the loser you are.
Yeah, but I am a dick.
Okay.
All right. So you say don't do anything. Wait.
No. If you want to go to the post office, I'm fine with that. If you want to go be old man in teal shoes, yelling at the post office.
I feel like it's not
going to
make you feel any better.
Come on. I think you should. I think the smart move.
Because then I'm calling them thieves.
You just called them thieves into a microphone.
Well, possible thieves.
No, you just said if one of the.
Happens all the time.
It kind of does.
Well, it could have been someone that got into
that's
the mail.
That's what I was thinking. Like, it got there, and then somebody stole it out of their mailbox.
Wait, so you're telling me there's a possibility they would have stole it out of Beth's mailbox in Nashville.
Bro, right. So we've seen a bunch of stories here where people go in, they get checks out of people's mailboxes, they wash them, and then they go and cash the checks, right?
I mean, I don't know how sketchy an area of Nashville she's living in.
It doesn't even have to be sketchy. No. Every mailbox, it has always been amazing to me, of all the security we have for everything, we've always been pretty lax about our mailboxes.
Yeah, it's just kind of hanging there.
It's as far away from your door on your property as humanly possible. Mm-hmm. There's no lock on it, right? And we said valuable stuff.
It's got a red flag on it saying, hey, I put stuff in here.
Well, okay, but you registered the gift card, right?
No. I bought it at Wegmans.
You can call the company, register the card, and that way you could have canceled it and gotten your money back had it gotten stolen.
Are you sure?
I did not know that.
Positive, yeah.
For gift cards?
Yes.
Fun fact.
I don't think you're right, bro.
Bro, you don't
I have
think
never.
Build that
Deanna
security.
Dewberry never showed me that. And she knows everything because she's out watching for me.
Bro, it's an added level of security. You can and
no,
you
because
can,
those people bought those gift cards. You remember they were already tapped and they people lost the money?
Yeah. You think they registered those gift cards? They think that Macho Man Randy Savage is going to marry them.
I don't know.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy, and he's doing this, having this whole discussion just to brag.
Brag sent, what?
Sent Beth.
I'm busted.
Beth Donahue, reason Tommy has this job. A $500 gift card for a housewarming gift.
And that should cover a 30-year career, right? $500? What does that work at? Pennies
back
a month?
We're coming back around to that. For just pennies a month, you can thank this woman for giving you a life.
I like one of those record company deals back in the day.
The card, he hasn't gotten a thank you for Beth yet. It's been over a week. He is convinced that the card has been stolen. Mm. He can A, go to the post office and see if he can figure out what's going on, because an old man in sky blue shorts at the post office yelling, it's something you see every day. Yeah. Or he can call Beth and see what's going on. But if she got it and didn't thank you, you're a dick.
Yeah.
Even if she didn't get it, you're a dick for telling her that you sent her a gift.
Yeah.
Or you can let sleeping dogs lie, which might be the best option.
Well, that's the easiest. Just don't do nothing and just eat it.
Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
Hey, man, Muley, it's great to hear from you all this time later. Listen, I was going to write you a thank you note. I've been really busy with putting my house together, but this Alan Levin guy sent me a gift card for $501. He keeps on calling me and texting me, wanting to know if he can come down and play down in the casinos around here to stay for free, because he's a cheapskate. Listen, Muley, I'll get to you when I get to you. I'll show you my boobies again, just like in the car that one time 30 years ago. It'll be all right.
What does he do, Jeremy? Jeremy, we need actual advice.
You knew he was cutting out after that. Yeah.
That was a dead-on Beth.
It was very good.
Way to go, Jeremy. 252 WCMF. Okay, Jeremy couldn't help you out, but we know other smart people.
Oh, here we go.
Well, Ben's on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
I'm pretty good. That call by Jeremy was epic. But, Tommy, are you sure you actually put $500 on there? Because we all know what happened with Timmy's gift card.
We're still working on that.
You said you put $100 on it, but where'd it go?
Okay, so this is karma. He's right. For those who haven't been listening to The Break Room since its inception, Kimmy, what was it for? Your wedding?
She helped me out with some Dunkin' Donuts.
Right.
He gave Kimmy a gift card that was supposed to have $100 on it, and it was blank.
And that's when $100 on $100.
And how long ago was that, Kimmy?
Couple years.
No, that was a lot. That was like maybe seven years ago. Yeah.
So the car company still hasn't gotten back.
And he never. Yeah,
I had a tracking number. No, and everything.
That's a lost cause.
Ben, do you have any
registered
of the options we have? Ben, what should Tommy do?
I would say you could reach out to her and say a text message and say, "Hey, I sent something to you in the mail. Not exactly what it is." I'd be like, "Hey, I sent you something in the mail. Did you get anything?"
No, but if she got it, it's him.
Still, that doesn't solve the problem.
He's looking for compliments.
Right.
Hey, I sent you something. You want to say thank you?
Oh, okay. Yes. Tommy just wants to have his own pat on the back for being.
Wouldn't you?
It's not good enough.
I would just let him, if it's up to them to respond to you. Like, also, whenever I've gone to the post office, it's like, they always ask you, would you like to insure this? If it's a $500.
What busted ass that you bring to the post office that needs to be insured.
He's right. Every time I've ever gone to the post office and walked up to the window, they said, would you like to insure this? I know they said it to you. They absolutely said it to you. It's your fault.
They just said they want to know if there's a bomb in it or something.
Just want to know about a bomb in it.
No, I go to the post office sometimes because I buy and sell paintball guns on eBay.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Ben.
Paintball guns on eBay?
Yes. I'm dead serious. So I've shipped out a couple of them, and they're like $300 or $400 paintball guns. Yeah, I'm paying the extra $10 for insurance.
Well, you remember what happened? He had that terrible tragedy.
Wait, what happened?
Well, you know, Ben got that paintball gun. He wouldn't see if it was loaded or not.
Yeah.
So he points at it. Oh my God! Oh my God! My gun is pink and it hurts.
Thanks for the suggestion, Ben. Really appreciate the call. I buy and sell paintball guns.
Ben is the world's lamest arms dealer.
All right, let me ask you a question.
What?
So let's say the card is stolen, right? You reach out to the post office. Right. They can't help. You reach out to Beth. She never got anything. What happens then?
I guess they sent her another card.
All right, so you're going to spend another $500?
Well, see, the thing is, Beth doesn't know how much I put on that card.
That's true.
What are you going to send her now? Wait, you're gonna
what if, wait. What if she didn't get the card? Uh-huh. So you send her another card for less the amount, and then the first card shows up.
Oh, please God. Please God.
But then she'd still have even more money.
She'd also know that you're a cheap ass bitch that shorted her on the second card.
Cause I probably the second card I go $50.
Oh man!
For the thank you for her house, what are you gonna get her? Half a week's worth of groceries? Wow, pretty cool.
$150 still pretty good card. Yeah,
here's a half a painting at HomeSense.
I wish I had $150 in my pocket.
Okay, you have to send another $500,
bro. $1,000.
No, $500. You effed up not paying for the insurance and registering the gift card. It's your fault. This is nobody's fault but
yours. And I don't think all that stuff you're saying is true.
Okay.
But you make it sound like, oh, yeah, you do all this stuff. They track it all. How are these people stealing all this stuff?
Why don't you talk to Paintball Al-Qaeda over here? He does the same thing. No, I'm telling you, man. I have said these suggestions when we're doing stories about skips. See, now he knows I'm right.
It's a tracking number right there.
Look, man. Look, you can get mad at me, or you could do something about this. Because you're going to call her. I know you're going to call her.
No, I won't call. I'm not going to the post office. I'll wait.
How long? What's your cutoff date?
I haven't discussed that yet.
You gave it like 2 weeks? Is that too long?
That means in 2 weeks I got to cough up more money. Hey, well, you think I should send her another $500?
Without question, you should send her another $500.
Man, I know. Man, I'm broke.
Shut up, broke. You just bought 2 new hats.
I know. All the money went to the hat collection.
And by the way, I know there's another hat coming. I know that another 2 weeks you're going to come in on a Tuesday and be like, guys.
He'll have a winter hat.
Another new hat Thursday.
Hey, can I do like a GoFundMe?
For what?
If anybody is listening, do not start a GoFundMe to pay for Tommy's housewarming gift for the woman that
you could get like $1 million.
You're not going to get $1 million.
How do you know?
So if you started a GoFundMe, let's say you did, don't do that. But if you did, all the money would go to her, right?
Well, no, I would. A portion of these proceeds will go to the same.
Well,
Beth's
no, but they're raising
spending.
Money for
save
your
Beth's
gift
house. She just
card.
Bought it. You're not trying to save her house. What do you, Screech?
No, I would definitely, no matter what, the 500 would definitely go to Beth.
Bro, let's...
And then all the operating expenses, getting the car to her, I would have to, cover those expenses.
Bro. No, like, in all seriousness, you've had this job for 30 years. You wouldn't have got it without Beth.
No doubt.
$1,000 is too much to give to her? You've made 30 of those in all the years you've worked here. No, we didn't. You owe her another $500.
I understand that, but, it's tough right now. Everything's coming up right now.
Like?
All the bills.
Yeah.
Everything. I'm tapioca.
Okay. Well, good luck, my friend.
Can't wait to hear how this.
By the way, y'all
out.
Gave me no help.
We gave you multiple suggestions.
I think you're gonna have to make a phone call. That's my suggestion.
He's gonna call
but
her
you
today.
Say don't,
bro. He's he.
No, I didn't say don't,
Kimmy. He's gonna call her today because one, he's too impulsive, and two, he's not gonna be able to. He's so OCD, he won't be able to deal with it without knowing. You're gonna call her today.
What just burns my ass, man, that I'm out five bills.
Okay. Well,
wouldn't it bother you?
Do it right next time. Well, I do it all right when I send stuff like this.
Well, we did get a lot of suggestions. Why didn't you send her an e-gift card, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the man only speaks in emojis. He's going to figure out how to send money. He'll end up with a Nigerian prince.
Luann says, oh my God, tell Tommy to start emailing e-cards. I used to send my daughter gift cards. She never got them. The cards were open and gift cards were stolen. I only do e-cards now.
I don't even know if they got internet, bro. I'm serious. They're poor.
Can I ask you a question? Serious question. Look me in the face. Did you actually send a gift card?
Yes!
No, look at me.
I have a receipt.
Look at me.
I have it on my card.
Wait, you have a receipt for the... just because you spent $500 doesn't mean you spent it on her.
It says $500. I went to the post office, sent it out.
You spent
What do you want me to photograph it?
Well, no, I'm just saying, based on the fact that you got Kimmy...
So you're saying I didn't send her anything.
I feel like you...
I'm lying.
I feel like you may be doing this on the air. Mm-hmm. So you can go to her and be like, see, it has to be true. I talked about it on the air. And you didn't send her anything, and you weren't going to send her anything. Oh, my God.
No, I did right. I did right. I'm not that bad of a person.
Yes, you are that bad of a person.
No, I'm not.
You're worse than that. This would be like, this wouldn't even make the top 25 worst things you've ever done. All right. Well, good luck, my friend.
Yeah. Thanks for the no help.
Hey, man, we gave you all the options you had. Send her any gift card for $500.
Maybe that's what I'll do next time. Mm-hmm. I'll e-card.
It has been a rough 7 days of weather across the greater Rochester area. And yesterday, we finally found out the full extent of how bad things got Monday from the storms that night.
Yeah.
Some folks in Canandaigua, although safe, thank God, had a hell of a time getting in and out of places they got stuck in.
Oh, my God.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So we have had unprecedented weather in Western New York the last week.
Yeah.
And it's really weird because, Kimmy, I heard on a super smart popular show.
Oh, yeah? What'd you hear?
That tornadoes don't happen in our area.
Bro, it's not. I'll let you go.
Fun fact. Eric Snill, meteorologist with News 8, shared yesterday.
Oh, Snillsy?
Yep. There have been more tornadoes in the state of New York in the month of July than in Oklahoma.
That's tornado country.
Kansas, Iowa, Mississippi, and Alabama combined.
No.
What?
Did you hear what I just said?
What?
In the month of July.
So we should be leveled.
In the month of July, there have been more tornadoes in New York than those tornado-laden states combined.
And most
so
of them
we must be under a state of emergency as a state then.
I think Canandaigua might be under
a state. No, the state should be. Because the state has suffered massive tornado damage due to these tornadoes.
Canandaigua did.
Massive.
Yes, they did. Have you seen the pictures out in Canandaigua? Steve Houseman was putting them on News 10 all over the place. Look, just because you said a stupid thing years ago and won't back down from it doesn't mean it's not true.
So they interviewed somebody from Oklahoma that has moved here.
Okay.
And the tornado passed over her property.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what she called the tornado?
What'd you call it?
Cute.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she knows what real twisters look like, man. Mm-hmm. They take out towns.
People in Oklahoma.
They shut down. They shut down and go under a state of emergency.
Oh, dude, you keep saying state of emergency.
You'll
you have
see
else
grandpa
to say.
Impaled into grandmas out there, not in a good way.
And I quote Tommy Mulay: "Tornadoes don't happen where we live."
And you know they rank tornadoes.
Sure, they do. Yeah.
So on the scale, they go from 1 to I believe 5.
Okay, sure.
I think there's a lower ranking than 1.
There is. And I never heard of it until now.
This does seem like a silly ranking.
Because if this particular digit shows up, it means nothing.
Well, what
legitimately.
Digit is that? What digit is that?
Yeah.
What is
zero.
It? Okay.
So on the Fujita scale.
Why did they do that?
Fujita scale.
That's what it's
called.
Bitch. Dr.
No,
Fujita.
He came up with it. They call it EF. It's an EF zero. And you go, you're the Fujita scale because I want to see it.
It's an F zero tornado, which I think is not a tornado.
No,
it's
it is because it's called
to
a tornado.
Tornadoes.
So, okay, then it's simple.
It's a zero tornado.
So you're telling me if they said there is a zero tornado coming towards your house, you wouldn't go in the basement?
No.
My balls.
I'm finished grilling out, man.
You got a lot of trees around you. I'd be worried.
Pouring a drink and relaxing.
No, Kimmy, he's used to being stuck up in trees.
Oh, you got to get scared of a little summer breeze.
You're the biggest bitch I've ever met in my life. I know you would.
Summer breeze, there goes Steve Houseman.
Nah, he's beef way down fine. As far as the storm that hit us Monday,
yeah.
It seems Canandaigua got it the hardest.
So it looks like it hit like a lot of trees in a park.
There was tree damage all over
That's
the greater Canandaigua
the
area.
Pictures of, yeah.
So Roseland Water Park couldn't open yesterday. RG&E and the town city of Canandaigua asked residents to conserve electricity. Well, they tried to fix what was broken all day yesterday. Mm. There are still people without power right now. But it seems on the whole, everyone was safe.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Even if it got scary as hell for a couple of people, because on Monday night, with the trees and power lines going down all over the community, people got trapped out running errands wherever they were.
Well, yeah, you're down trees, you can't get around.
So story on 13 Wham, they talked to one woman who got stuck in her car after power lines came down on her car while she was at the Rite Aid in Main Street.
Yeah.
They talked to her husband, who had to park at the Chipotle, walk to her to get her out of the spot that she was in. Another man who was vacationing in Canandaigua from Boston.
Oh.
Was looking to get a little ice cream on Monday night. So he headed over to Abbott's.
Ah,
and that's
nice.
That's what all hell broke loose.
Uh-oh.
He was stuck at the custard joint for 3 hours.
Not a bad place to be stuck.
To your point, this is him describing the situation on 13 Wham yesterday.
I'm on a vacation here for my first day, and I'm staying about 5 miles up on by the lake, but I'm not going to see that lake very soon. I did help the Abbott's people try and save some of their ice creams by going to a freezer that was still working.
He just sat there and ate ice cream for 3 hours.
Pretty cool.
So the fire department was slammed with all kinds of calls all night
long. People panicking. Yeah,
well, there's trees down, power emergencies, people were trapped, but somehow, again, everyone is safe. Like, I love how, if this happened to you, if a garbage can got tipped over on your yard, you'd be flipping the F out right now. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If there are people in Canandaigua listening right now, how bad did it get where you were? Because, like, I'm looking at these.
Well, it sounded like a freight train.
It's a tornado, man.
But it sounds like a freight train.
It's a tornado. Like, I don't know why you speak this stuff into existence, because you started talking about bears all those years ago. So you're doing it again.
What, Bear-nado?
Bro, once you see it, it's already too late. You made fun of the bears, and then the bears showed up in your backyard. Right. You make fun of tornadoes.
I make fun of you, and you're still here.
But I got my heart thing on, maybe not for much longer. You make fun of tornadoes, your wife's home will be leveled.
No, it's not gonna hit a rich. They never. First of all, they never hit rich communities.
Not like Canandaigua.
Well, except for that one. Maybe I think they just
man from Boston in top 10 resort in the world describing how he got stuck eating custard. All right, so let's say Tommy, you're in this situation. You're out in Canandaigua, and you get stuck out of the house like these people did. Yeah. You cannot get your car out of where it is.
Right.
Are you waiting it out, or are you calling someone for a ride?
I would probably just call my wife.
Okay, so you would want her to come get you.
Yeah.
Because this story of two different people, they did two different things. The woman called her husband. Right. He came and got here. The guy stayed at Abbott's for 3 hours.
Well, he's in a good spot, though.
Okay, fine. But, I mean, even being at Rite Aid or Walgreens, wherever she was,
yeah.
I mean, you're not in danger.
No.
The weather passed. Everything's okay. You could just ride it out in your car until everything gets better.
The car is damaged. You know, there's power lines on it. What do we do?
I'd be afraid to get out of the car.
I would, too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I guess, like, in this story, it shows there are two types of people. Folks that don't want to inconvenience anyone and put someone else in danger.
Yeah.
And you are obviously not that person because you want your wife to drive through down power lines and stuff to come get your ass.
Yes. That's part of being in a marriage.
Do you have to?
I have to go get her. She got to come get me.
But that's different.
What?
She is a vulnerable, scared person.
I'm the big, strong man. I'm elderly. You going to let an elderly man?
With all due respect.
He could possibly be a veteran in there? We don't know?
No, everybody that has ever looked at you knows you're not a veteran.
They had small guys in the Army.
Yeah.
They were in the subs and stuff. Yeah. That was not the Army.
No, I know you were in rat holes at one point, but those were the women you were dating. Kimmy.
Yeah.
Would you call your husband to come get you if you were trapped?
He's an actual guy that could do this.
Firefighter is what you're looking for.
Yeah, an actual guy.
He just graduated actual guy school.
I would probably wait it out only because I would think, oh, you know, I'll be good to go here soon. You
Let's
know
say
what
it's
I mean?
3 hours.
Yeah, right. But you don't know that when you make that decision. So I feel like I would just probably be stuck waiting for a while because I would make the. My first thought wouldn't be, oh, if I'm going to be here for a while, I'll call somebody because you wouldn't know how long you're there.
Okay.
Especially here, you would think, oh, like. Because we aren't used to dealing with these kind of situations. I would assume I'll be out of here quick.
Do you have to go and get your spouse if they call you to come get them?
Yeah.
Well, look, you don't
know. That's the deal.
But you don't know if you can even get there.
And you don't know.
You've got to try, man.
You don't know if you're driving into danger to come and pick them up. Because exactly a year ago in Canandaigua, they had those insane floods that were just taking out cars and streets. Yeah. You remember the video?
But I think you got to go.
But like that husband that went to go get his wife had to park a ways away when he couldn't get any closer.
Yeah.
I mean, in all sincerity, if you call someone to come get you, you could be putting them at risk. You could also, by having them come get you, be hampering the fire department, the police, RG&E. I mean, those people need the roads open and need space to do all their work. But I'm stuck here. I'm Tommy. I'm stuck. Come get me.
Well, just walk out of it.
Come
I don't know.
Get me.
And I'm definitely waiting longer if I'm at a place with snacks. You know, like I think that would occupy. Like, I'll sit in my car and eat a bag of chips for a while.
Snackability. Where are we on the snackability scale?
Yeah, where's that scale?
Like that'll hold me over a little longer.
252-WCMF 252-9263. We're talking about Monday night. There are now confirmed tornadoes in Canandaigua. Across the greater Canandaigua area, trees down, power lines down. Story on 13 Wham last night, talking to people that got trapped. One woman called her husband to come get her after she got trapped at a drugstore. Another guy who was here on vacation decided to wait it out at Abbott's and help them clear out their freezer that wasn't working. Skyler's on CMF. Hey, Skyler, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. Hey, back in like 1999 is back when I was working for Joe T up there at Physical Graffiti. There was a tornado back in Perry where I lived. And he wouldn't let me leave. He was such a dick. He was always like, yeah, you can go. Take all your crap with you because your seat will be taken tomorrow. So it was a tornado in Perry, and he would not let me leave. And guess what happened?
What happened?
That tornado went through 9 engine blocks.
Hey, Skyler, was that storm? It happened in like September of 99. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, the tornado went from Warsaw, is the town west of here, and went through, it didn't do much damage to towns. It went through kind of woods, skipped up over a hill, came through, went right across Silver Lake, and then it tore through my favorite pizza place, Daryl's, and then right through, guess it or not, Trailer Park.
Yeah, it is weird how those things are like magnets for trailers, no matter where they are, right?
Yeah.
Well, Skyler, I'm glad it all worked out for you, buddy. Yeah, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Yep. Well, now I'm down 8, 9 engine blocks, but whatever.
See you, buddy. So that storm, September 99, do you remember it?
No.
It was like 2 days before school was supposed to start. I remember this vividly. I was going into eighth grade, and it was in the middle of the night. And my dad, my mom and my dad, they woke us up. And they go, we have to go downstairs.
Wait, so how close did it get to your house?
So I know the tornado didn't come to our house, but the wind was absolute insanity.
In 99.
I have this vivid memory. We were all sitting. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. We were sitting on our couch in the living room. We had these big picture windows, right? Yeah. And there were trees all over the neighborhood. And the lightning was so close, it lit everything up. Like there was like spotlights outside.
Damn.
And the tree was like bending to the point where it was touching the ground. And there were a bunch of trees that went down across our street on Marita Road and Gates. And my buddy, who was 12 at the time, 10, 13, whatever. We were trying to like chop the wood to like get the trees out of the way.
Yeah.
He had an axe. He swung, he missed, and he cut all of the front of his knee off. He didn't do any like structural damage, but it looked like he scalped his knee.
Oh,
so now we had to stop doing that and find a way to get him to the hospital.
Oh, man.
Right.
It was bananas, man.
Jesus.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Ryan. Hey, Ryan, how are you, buddy?
Good. How you doing?
Good, Ryan. What's going on?
I want to talk about the storm. So my girlfriend works out in Canandaigua. I'm about 10 minutes from there, and I sent her to, we're ordering Chinese food. And there's this place right across from Walgreens, up, you know, across from 5 and 20.
Okay.
Well, then I hear the storms are coming through, and all of a sudden there's like power lines down across from there. And then she texts me that the power went out in the Chinese restaurant. And I go, would you get the food?
Well, did she?
But I didn't realize there was a tornado there at the time. She goes, yeah, I just, you know, literally just paid for it, got the food, power went out. And the Chinese lady in the plaza asked her, is everybody else out of power?
So did she end up getting home? Did you have to go get her? What happened?
Oh, no, no, she got home. So she says she waited up the storm a little bit, and then she had to take her shoes off. She was in nice work shoes. She slept across the parking lot there to get back to her car, but. Yeah, she got back home and we had Chinese.
Was the Chinese power, so was the Chinese still warm when it got home?
Oh, it was hot. Yeah,
beautiful. Perfect.
Right, nice.
Yeah, once I know I'm getting Chinese food, I don't care what's going on. Like, I'm locked into my Chinese food.
I'm getting eat in the dark, but I got my Chinese food. I'm happy.
Hey man, Chinese in the dark is not the worst. By the way, one of the worst Springsteen songs of all time. Because we're eating Chinese in the dark. No. I'm getting Kung Pao chicken.
Well, I did feel bad.
And a side of crab rangoon. I'm going to eat some lo mein.
Oh, crab rangoon.
It's so good.
Once I heard a tornado touchdown nearby, I kind of felt a little bad.
Ryan, boyfriend.
They'll get over it.
Ryan, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
I know there's a tornado, but what about that takeout?
Well, look, I mean, Chinese food has a 30-minute
window. You're right.
And once I'm locked in, I got to have that food.
If your spouse calls to be rescued, can you tell them no?
No, you have to go.
What if there's a legit reason to tell them no?
I think you have to at least try.
Yeah, you have to.
Right?
But again,
if I'm in a safe, warm spot and you're in, and she's in trouble, you have to leave.
Not in trouble. I mean, she's in a structure. You can make the argument that it is more dangerous for me to travel through what is going on than to come and fix your inconvenience.
Yeah, but I guess you don't. You don't really know how dangerous it is until you get in your car and go. So, you're just assuming that it's dangerous from your couch.
Yeah, it just went down, so you don't know what's really going on. She doesn't either.
Right.
She just knows there's some trees down here. She doesn't know the situation around her.
Valid.
Yeah, she's gonna be pissed. You don't go get her.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kimmy.
What happened?
We were living. I thought I was doing you a favor.
No, we're living in ignorance, enjoying our super inexpensive food that makes this show run.
Yeah.
And she managed to ruin it for everybody. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. If you listen to the break room, you know that Tommy and I do not agree on most things.
Mm.
One thing we do agree on, however, bananas are delicious.
It's the perfect food.
Agreed with you. Agree with you. Like, it comes in its own container.
Yeah, it's self-contained.
It's healthy, right? Easy to eat.
And the older it gets, the better it tastes. It does. You know I'm right.
Stop saying it like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we've always been astounded at the fact that the price of bananas does not go up.
No.
Even with, the massive, price gouging at grocery stores, right?
COVID. Everything went crazy at COVID.
And you said bananas, 49 cents a pound.
Right.
Always 49 cents
so
a pound.
So you can buy a hand of bananas for like a buck.
And what's weird is it's not like these bananas are being grown in our backyard.
No. They come all the way from, you know, South America, Central America, dangerous places.
And we've had several discussions here on the show about how they managed to keep the prices of bananas so low, and we were never able to figure it out. Nobody had any idea. Well, Kimmy thinks she's gotten to the bottom.
All right.
A story that she shared with us overnight. $224 million worth of cocaine has been found hidden amongst a banana shipment coming from Ecuador.
Well, I'm buying the wrong ones. So they're smuggling cocaine through the bananas.
Not just cocaine. $224 million. It's 6 tons of cocaine.
Wow.
No word on how many bananas.
Right.
It's so much cocaine.
How much is it?
They laid the bricks out on the floor of a warehouse.
Oh, wow.
And it almost took up every inch of the warehouse.
Wow. They should add that to the wall.
They're smuggling drugs into America with the coke. With
and
the
that
bananas?
Was one of your theories, I thought.
Yeah, but it was like a joke theory. Okay. We were like joking about it.
But we always figured there's some dirty business down on the plantation farm.
Sure.
There is.
Or whatever on the way in between, whatever's going on.
Yeah, something's got to be up. Because you're right, man. Like everything else has gone up. Just the fuel to bring them here. And they can hold the price down.
Well, because they're shipping it $224
million. Well, I always figured it was like super cheap labor. Well, or. Yeah. Drug trafficking.
Could be a
or
combination both. Of both.
Who knows?
Well, does that mean if they bust them, the bananas are going to go up?
That's your concern here?
Yeah.
That's your concern here?
Yeah.
It will be interesting to see if after the story, the price does go up. Because then you know.
All right. We speculated everything. You're right. This is one of our theories. But we didn't know. And we didn't want to investigate. We didn't want to know. Ignorance was bliss as long as our bananas were 49 cents a pound. But now that, Kimmy, you have alerted us to this story, there is now guilt in the cheap bananas.
I don't. Listen, man. I eat food from all over the world like you do.
Sure.
Right? And some places, not very good places.
I understand.
But I still buy the food.
Okay.
And I figure I'm helping these people out by buying their food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if I don't buy their food, they don't eat.
No, I hear you. Like with the one hand they have left, they didn't have lopped off by getting the food that you're eating.
You still got one good ham.
For God's sakes.
My friend.
No, I mean, there should be a little bit of an ethical question about shipping in $224 million of cocaine into this country so our bananas stay 49 cents a pound.
If you went to where your food really comes from, you wouldn't eat anything.
I understand. Yeah. I don't want to go that far. Again, ignorance is bliss as far as my bananas and my chocolate
I'm
or whatever.
I'm fine with the cocaine nanners. Matter of fact, Elvis would have loved it on a sandwich. I'll make a couple of peanut butter and banana sandwiches. Give me a little cocaine on there. I love me some sweet cocaine. Priscilla, bet you another bag of that sweet cocaine. I think they call that South American sugar, darling. Hello, pizza man, pizza.
Am I the only one that sees this and is like, okay, maybe.
Well, it's ethical. You're right. It's terrible.
You have no soul. It's terrible. I'm keep eating.
I don't find like drug trafficking and all that.
Do you just shrug off drug trafficking?
Well, we seem to like,
I don't know, drug trafficking.
Well, we seem to like drugs in this country, and they seem to have drugs
for us. The reason it was coming here.
Okay, but there's a couple of issues here. It's not just the idea
I know
of
it's
being,
dangerous business.
Okay, dangerous business. These are some of the worst human beings on the planet.
Some bad hombres down there.
So bad.
South of the border.
So bad, in fact. We won't even get into like the actual violence. There are countries in South America that are overrun with hippos. Because drug traffickers made so much money, they bought zoos, and when they were arrested, the hippos escaped the zoos and started having sex, and now they got to watch out for hippo attacks. Yeah. That's all because of cocaine.
And those hippos were probably coked up.
Didn't we have a story that said the hippos were coked up?
They could be coked up, because they could be getting into stuff.
Coked up hippos.
Right.
Cheap bananas, though.
Oh, yeah.
252 WCMF. After all of our banana discussions here in the break room, Kimmy discovered a story. $224 million. $224 million. That's more than what Josh Allen is going to make in the length of his contract of cocaine was found amongst a banana shipment in Ecuador. It was 6 tons worth of cocaine.
I just love how it... Find this story. I get excited about it, thinking like, hey, the guys are going to be happy. Like, they were right all along. Their theories were correct. And then I get here, and you're mad at me.
I'm not mad at you. I'm fine. Pat's mad at you. So you're betting 50%. I'm fine with it.
It does make you wonder what else is going on with the cheap food that we buy.
Oh, like, it's dirty business all over.
But what are they hiding in the spam and the beefaroni, man?
Well, you don't want to know it's in spam, bro.
No, because, like, you're right.
Informants.
There are some foods that come from certain parts of the world where, you're right, you just assume that something terrible is going on.
Yeah, or it's just rough.
But, like, stuff that's, like, not foreign food.
Like what?
Spam, beefaroni, stuff like that. How is that stuff so cheap?
Well, because it's made with extremely cheap stuff.
Okay, but how is that stuff so cheap?
Because it's not healthy.
Okay.
It's not good for you.
No, I understand. Mm-hmm. And it's not. I'm not going to eat spam and be like,
wait, but you think there's some underhanded spam business?
I don't know, man. Like, I mean, look.
It's like ground up rectums.
It's not ground up rectum. We did this.
Yeah, you know that.
I thought we looked it up.
You're absolutely right. Nope.
I don't know, man. Like, there is a way to make food cheap. Like, you know, you go to a farmer's market, that stuff is way less expensive. And I understand there's middlemen and everything like that. Like, if we wanted to buy local food cheap, there's a way to do it.
Right.
It's just we seem to keep showing up at the grocery store.
But, yeah.
But, yeah.
But, yeah.
Like, you're too good for farmer's markets. You've said this on the
air before. I've been to farmer's markets.
Not against your will. You've been dragged.
But I don't eat.
Oh, wow. It must be really bad if you stopped yourself.
Yeah.
You don't eat what?
You know, I eat some foods that you can't get up here, like tropical food.
That's not what you were going to say.
I think so.
You don't like, you think that fruit is busted fruit at the farmer's market.
Well, it's kind of busted.
Why is it?
It's fresh.
It's the stuff they couldn't move at through the market.
No, it's just
Have you ever been there?
Yes, I've been to farmer's market. I'm old. You've seen my hats.
I mean, Kimmy, there are some that they don't look like a strawberry you would buy at Wegmans, but it's still a strawberry.
Yeah, it looks like Chernobyl berry.
Chernobyl berry, one of the worst breakfast cereals in the 80s. They had that Frankenstein's monster, but his ear was falling off.
Yes.
Kimmy, what's in spam? Were you looking up?
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
I
didn't know if you wanted to know.
Don't worry.
It's parts.
It's
testicles. It's tail meat.
It's not testicles.
It's taint meat.
Taint meat?
Yeah. Because that whole thing is a can of taint meat. Don't taste like taint meat.
Okay. Pork with ham. It just says pork with ham, salt, water, potato starch, sugar, sodium, and there's a bunch of other other ingredients, but
that's it. It's pork.
They call it pork with ham meat added.
Pork could be any part of the pig is pork.
Okay.
Pork ball, pork taint, pork peni, pork bosom.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Pork belly.
You love the taste of spam. You love spam.
Spam is like a dirty, delicious food.
If you knew that there was pig penis in spam.
Oh, I think there is.
There is not. But if you knew there was pig penis in spam, would that keep you from eating spam?
No. What's wrong with a little penis in your food?
You knowingly now a pig.
Bro, you don't think you've tasted some sort of animal penis in your life with the food you've eaten?
I have not. I know
yes,
I have
you
not.
Have.
No, I haven't. There's no way.
Yes, you have. You can't tell me like all the food you eat. And you hate it all, brother. You can't tell me some pig penis fell into the grinder, and you tasted some pig penis.
For the record.
And you loved it.
I'm going to help make you feel better about spam. Spam is made from pork shoulder and ham and does not contain any other cuts of pork.
Man, that's of course they're going to put that on there,
old
man.
Old man wave. Cocaine doesn't bother me. Neither does pig penis. What does bother you?
Well, nothing. I'm a free thinker.
Is that what it is?
Yes. You know I'm very open-minded when it comes to penises and pork.
Thanks a lot, Kimmy.
What happened?
We're living in ignorance, enjoying our super inexpensive food that makes this show run.
Yeah.
And she managed to ruin it for everybody. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. If you listen to the break room, you know that Tommy and I do not agree on most things. Mm. One thing we do agree on, bananas are delicious.
It's the perfect food.
Agreed with you. Agree with you. Like, it comes in its own container.
Yeah, it's self-contained.
It's healthy,
right?
Easy to eat.
And the older it gets, the better it tastes. It does. You know I'm right.
Stop saying it like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we've always been astounded at the fact that the price of bananas does not go up.
No.
Even with, like, you know, the massive, like, price gouging at grocery
COVID.
Stores, right? All that stuff?
Everything went crazy at COVID.
And you said bananas, 49 cents a pound.
Right.
Always 49 cents
so
a pound.
So you can buy handed bananas for, like, a buck.
And what's weird is it's not like these bananas are being grown in our backyard.
No. They come all the way from, you know, South America, Central America, dangerous places.
And we've had several discussions here on the show about how they managed to keep the prices of bananas so low, and we were never able to figure it out. Nobody had any idea. Mm-hmm. Well, Kimmy thinks she's gotten to the bottom.
All right.
A story that she shared with us overnight. $224 million worth of cocaine has been found hidden amongst a banana shipment coming from Ecuador.
Well, I'm buying the wrong ones. So they're smuggling cocaine through the bananas.
Not just
in
cocaine.
This case.
$224 million. It's 6 tons of cocaine.
Ooh, wow.
No word on how many bananas.
Right.
It's so much cocaine.
How much is it?
They laid the bricks out on the floor of a warehouse.
Oh, wow.
And it almost took up every inch of the warehouse.
Wow. They should add that to the wall.
they're smuggling drugs into America with the coke. With
and
the
that was
bananas?
One of your theories, I thought.
Yeah, but it was like a joke theory. Okay. We were like joking about it.
But we always figured there's some dirty business down on the plantation farm.
Sure.
Whatever it is.
Or whatever on the way in between, whatever's going on.
Yeah. Something's got to be up. Because you're right, man. Like, everything else has gone up. Just the fuel to bring them here. And they can hold the price down.
Well, because they're shipping it $225
million. Well, I always figured it was like super cheap labor or drug trafficking.
Could be a combination of both.
Who knows?
But does that mean if they bust them, the bananas are going to go up?
That's your concern here?
Yeah.
That's your concern here.
Yeah.
It will be interesting to see if after the story, the price does go up. Because then you know.
All right. We speculated everything. You're right. This is one of our theories, but we didn't know. And we didn't want to investigate. We didn't want to know. Ignorance was bliss as long as our bananas were 49 cents a pound. But now that, Kimmy, you have alerted us to this story, there is now guilt in the cheap bananas.
I don't. Listen, man. I eat food from all over the world like you do.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. And some places, not very good places.
I understand.
But I still buy the food.
Okay.
And I figure I'm helping these people out by buying their food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if I don't buy their food, they don't eat.
No, I hear you. Like with the one hand they have left, they didn't have lopped off by getting the food that you're eating.
You still got really one good ham.
For God's sakes.
My friend.
No, I mean, there should be a little bit of an ethical question about shipping in $224 million of cocaine into this country so our bananas stay 49 cents a pound.
If you went to where your food really comes from, you wouldn't eat anything.
I understand. Yeah. I don't want to go that far. Again, ignorance is bliss as far as my bananas and my chocolate
I'm
or whatever.
I'm fine with the cocaine nanners. Matter of fact, Elvis would have loved it on a sandwich. I'll make a couple of peanut butter and banana sandwiches. Give me a little cocaine on there. I love me some sweet cocaine. Priscilla, bet you another bag of that sweet cocaine. I think they call that South American sugar, darling. Pizza Man pizza.
Am I the only one that sees this and is like, okay, maybe.
Well, it's ethical. You're right. It's terrible.
It's just you have no soul. But it's terrible. It's terrible. Keep eating.
I don't find like drug trafficking and all that.
Do you just shrug off drug trafficking?
Well, we seem to like,
I don't know, drug trafficking.
Well, we seem to like drugs in this country, and they seem to have drugs
the
for
the reason
us.
It was coming here.
Okay, but there's a couple of issues here. It's not just the idea
I know
of
it's
being,
dangerous business.
Okay, dangerous business. These are some of the worst human beings on the planet.
Some bad hombres down there.
So bad.
South of the border.
So bad, in fact. We won't even get into like the actual violence. There are countries in South America that are overrun with hippos. Because drug traffickers made so much money, they bought zoos, and when they were arrested, the hippos escaped the zoos and started having sex, and now they got to watch out for hippo attacks. Yeah. That's all because of cocaine.
And those hippos were probably coked up.
Didn't we have a story that said the hippos were coked up?
They could be coked up, because they could be getting into stuff.
Coked up hippos.
Right.
Cheap bananas, though.
Oh, yeah.
252 WCMF. After all of our banana discussions here in the break room, Kimmy discovered a story. $224 million. $224 million. That's more than what Josh Allen is going to make in the length of his contract of cocaine was found amongst a banana shipment in Ecuador. It was 6 tons worth of cocaine.
I just love how it. Find the story. I get excited about it, thinking like, hey, the guys are going to be happy. Like, they were right all along. Their theories were correct. And then I get here, and you're mad at me.
I'm not mad at you. I'm fine. Pat's mad at you. So you're betting 50%. I'm fine with it.
It does make you wonder what else is going on with the cheap food that we buy.
Oh, like, I'm
what
sure are they it's dirty business all over.
But what are they hiding in the spam and the beefaroni?
Well, you don't want to know it's in spam, bro.
No, because like you're right.
Informants.
There are some foods that come from certain parts of the world where you're right. You just assume that something terrible is going on.
Yeah, or it's just rough.
But like stuff that's like not foreign food.
Like what?
Spam, beefaroni, stuff like that. How is that stuff so cheap?
Well, because it's made with extremely cheap stuff.
Okay, but how is that stuff so cheap?
Because it's not healthy.
Okay.
It's not good for you.
No, I understand. Mm. And it's not. I'm not going to eat spam and be like,
wait, but you think there's some underhanded spam business?
I don't know, man. Like, I mean, look.
It's like ground up rectums.
It's not ground up rectum. We did this story.
Yeah, you know that taste. I thought we looked it up.
You're absolutely right.
I don't know, man. Like, there is a way to make food cheap. Like, you know, you go to a farmer's market, that stuff is way less expensive. And I understand there's middlemen and everything like that. Like, if we wanted to buy local food cheap, there's a way to do it.
Right.
It's just we seem to keep showing up at the grocery store.
But yeah.
Like, you're too good for farmer's markets. You've said this on the air
before.
I've
been to farmer's markets.
Not against your will. You've been dragged.
But I don't eat.
Oh, wow. It must be really bad if you stopped yourself.
Yeah.
You don't eat what?
You know, I eat some foods that you can't get up here, like tropical food.
That's not what you were going to say.
I think so.
You don't like, you think that fruit is busted fruit at the farm.
Well, it's kind of busted.
Why is that?
It's fresh.
It's the stuff, it's the stuff they couldn't move at. Through the market.
No, it's just
have
the
you
stuff.
Ever been there?
Yes, I've been to farmers market. I'm old. You've seen my hats.
I mean, Kimmy, there are some that they don't look like a strawberry you would buy at Wegmans, but it's still a strawberry.
Yeah, it looks like Chernobyl berry.
Chernobyl berry, one of the worst breakfast cereals in the '80s. They had that Frankenstein's monster, but his ear was falling off.
Yes.
Kimmy, what's in spam? Were you looking up?
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I didn't know if you wanted to know.
Don't worry.
It's parts.
Okay. No, but
it's testicles. It's tail
not
meat.
Testicles.
It's got. It's taint meat.
Taint meat.
Yeah, because that whole thing is a can of taint meat. Don't taste like taint meat.
Okay, pork Snouts. With ham. It just says pork with ham, salt, water, potato starch, sugar, sodium. And there's a bunch of other other ingredients, but
yeah, that's it. It's pork.
They call it pork with ham meat added.
Pork could be any part of the pig is pork. Okay. Pork ball, pork taint, pork peni, pork bosom.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Pork belly.
You love the taste of spam. You love spam.
Spam is like a dirty, delicious food.
If you knew that there was pig penis in spam,
oh, I think there is.
There is not. But if you knew. Mm-hmm. There was pig penis of spam. Would that keep you from eating spam?
No. What's wrong with a little penis in your food?
You knowingly now put pig.
Bro, you don't think you've tasted some sort of animal penis in your life with the food you've eaten?
I have not. I know
yes,
I
have
not. Yes, you have. No, I haven't. There's no way.
Yes, okay. You have. You can't tell me like all the food you eat. And you hate it all, brother. You can't tell me some pig penis fell into the grinder and you tasted some pig penis.
For the record.
And you loved it.
I'm going to help make you feel better about spam. Spam is made from pork shoulder and ham and does not contain any other cuts of pork.
Man, that's of course they're going to put that on there,
man. Old man wave. Cocaine doesn't bother me. Neither does pig penis. What does bother you?
Well, nothing. I'm a free thinker.
Is that what it is?
Yes. You know, I'm very open-minded when it comes to penises and pork.